Hi, this is Amber Darst, Solutions Manager here at MOS, and today I'll be discussing pulpotomy dental procedures. Understanding the principles of a pulpotomy procedure is essential for accurate billing and reimbursement. So let's get started. First things first, let's talk about the purpose of a pulpotomy. The main goal of this procedure is to remove the infected portion of the dental pulp while preserving the healthy tissue to maintain the tooth's function until it naturally falls out. A pulpotomy is typically performed on children with primary teeth that have immature root formation. However, there can be exceptional cases where adults may require a pulpotomy as well. In most cases, when an adult tooth is decayed or infected with pulpal involvement, it's actually root canal therapy or endodontic treatment that is preferred treatment option. Root canal therapy involves the complete removal of the infected or damaged dental pulp from both the crown and the root of the tooth. This procedure aims to save the tooth and alleviate pain or infection. Now, when it comes to coding for pulpotomy procedures, accuracy is key. The specific code used for a pulpotomy depends on the type of tooth being treated. For primary teeth, also known as baby teeth, the appropriate code is D3220. However, if a pulpotomy is performed on a permanent tooth, a different code may be relevant, such as a D3230, which is for pulpal therapy, excluding the final restoration on a permanent tooth. It's important to note that for code D3220, it covers both partial and complete pulpotomy procedures. In a complete pulpotomy, the entire contents of the pulpal chamber at the entrance of the root canal are removed. On the other hand, a partial pulpotomy involves the removal of only part of the tissue in the pulp chamber. It's also worth mentioning that the code for pulpotomy itself does not cover the final restoration of the tooth. The final restoration may include procedures like placing a dental filling, a crown, or another restorative material to protect and strengthen the tooth. The specific billing code for the final restoration will depend on the type of procedure being performed. For example, if a dental filling is placed, the appropriate CDT code may be selected from the D2000 to the D2999 range, which covers restorative procedures. If a crown is placed, the relevant code may be chosen from the D2700 to the D2799 range, which covers crown and bridge procedures. When submitting claims for reimbursement, it's crucial to ensure accurate documentation and coding for both the pulpotomy procedure and the final restoration. This allows for proper billing and ensures that the dental provider receives appropriate reimbursement for the services rendered. Lastly, it's important to keep in mind that insurance plans and coverage policies may have their own guidelines and requirements regarding the timing and the coverage of pulpotomy procedures and the final restorations. Dental professionals and medical coders should familiarize themselves with the coding and billing guidelines provided by the insurance companies to ensure compliance and maximize reimbursement. And that's all for this. For a full list of the codes associated with this podcast, please refer to the attached article. Thanks for listening in.